We're about a year into the Edward Snowden era right now. Snowden, of course, who leaked about 200,000 documents revealing the American government's spying methods and targets and the vast phone data surveillance program. At the time, government officials and intelligence specialists were outraged. Former NSA Director General Keith Alexander called it the greatest damage to our combined nation's intelligence systems we've ever suffered. But that assessment is in stark contrast with what newly installed NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers said recently in a lengthy interview with my next guest, David Sanger, the national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. David Sanger, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks, John.
Is Rogers doing damage control here, or did he give you some real details?
Well, he was a little shy on the details, as you would expect, John, but I think what's happened here is basically the confluence of three things. One is the passage of time. Some of the technology has moved on, and the NSA has had some time to figure out workarounds. The second thing is, I think they've come to the conclusion that Mr. Snowden may not have left Hawaii with quite as many documents as they initially thought. And I think the third thing that's happened is that since they are unable to be specific about the damage done, I think they recognize that they were sort of feeding the side that said, so if you can't be specific, how bad can it be? So I think what we've seen is a little bit different attitude on the part of Admiral Rogers, who was really much more focused on the cyber side of the NSA than he is on the espionage issues, which are somewhat newer to him.
What's his view of transparency on the oversight and the cyber side of this equation here, if the consequence is going to be Americans are going to be looked at in some way?
Well, I think that he recognizes that the era in which the NSA can declare itself no such agency and let no one come visit them and not talk very publicly about what they do, that's gone. And that will be one of the lasting impacts of the Snowden era. I think the second lasting impact is the fact that the American business community, particularly the telecommunications firms and the social media firms that once worked pretty cooperatively with the NSA, that era of cooperation is over. You know, you're in a situation now where companies like Verizon are losing contracts like the one they lost in Germany last week, because of the revelations and because many around the world suspect that these companies have been too cooperative with the NSA. So I think he recognizes it's going to require a fair bit of public diplomacy out here, and I have no illusions that's one of the reasons I was in his office the other day.
What about the relationship with the president?
Well, we talked about a few specific things that the president had ordered changed. One was that the NSA will no longer do bulk collection of telephone metadata about Americans. The second one was that on the surveillance of foreign leaders, while we all know about Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, he said that there had been many other national leaders, he did not specify who or how many, who they had been ordered to no longer collect against.
And, you know, Boeing lost a big contract in Brazil because of this whole scandal, so I'm sure there's some pressure in countries way beyond Germany. Finally, congressional oversight. Is Rogers looking forward to this, or does he think it's really kind of a circus?
He didn't say he was looking forward to it, but I've never met a government official who was looking forward to government oversight. On the other hand, I think he recognized that the bill that's currently going through Congress, and while he didn't quite say this, they came out of this pretty well. I mean, they're basically very little of what they were doing do they have to stop because of this bill. But frankly, you know, our minds are all set in the world of espionage, but tapping into Angela Merkel's cell phone is not exactly a high-tech challenge for the NSA. Their minds are all on cyber offense, cyber defense, and that's really where the focus of their effort is these days. And to some degree, the espionage issues are, to them, yesterday's technology, even if it's not yesterday's story.
Speaking about his lengthy interview with the newly installed NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers, David Sanger is national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. David, as always, thanks.
Thanks, John.